Are you ready to listen to my dad Joe and Uncle Justin talk about sports?
Now on with the show.
The Joe Mays and J-Rap Show is brought to you by Mays Sandwich Shop, which have been serving the greater Westlawn area delicious food for over 70 years. You are listening to the Joe Mays and J-Raff Show. A weekly podcast about sports since 2011. With a focus on football. Now, here are your hosts, Joe Mays and Justin Rathoff.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to the Joe Mays and J-Raff Show. I am one of your hosts, Joe Mays, and sitting here with me is my co-host, Justin Rathoff.
It's good to be here. It's crazy. We've reached that point where, it wasn't all that warm today, but it felt warm compared to what we had this past week. Spring is here. I feel like that's summed up by a day that appears to be nice today, which follows a day where it rained so much that you can't really do much outside anyway, because everything's like muddy. So right. Like that sums up spring here anyway. I've had some family move in from out in more western part of the United States recently. And they're like, what is this? We got more rain here yesterday than they get like ever. Like, whenever there's that much precipitation, like it's always snow or a tornado. Like,
Welcome into episode 398. I'm going to jump over and we're going to play this game if the computer acts up, but I'm going to be up first here. Hopefully it's not too choppy. I'm not sure what's going on with that, but we will give this the old college try. And if the game's not working properly, we're still going to be talking baseball.
Right, exactly. So baseball season is here. Baseball season actually started this past week, right? You have that international series that happened in Korea. The Dodgers were playing over there. They opened their season over there. Kind of crazy to think about that, baseball is here already for us. I guess that's what happens when, the Phillies the last couple of years have given us an extra month or so of baseball, which is awesome.
Really. That's been a fun time, and I hope it continues this year.
Right, yeah. I hope we get even more baseball this year. It's exciting. I think it's promising for the team we root for, the Phillies. I think the Phillies have shown the last couple of years that the biggest thing is you got to make it, get into the tournament at the end, make the playoffs, and then you never know what will happen, right?
Right.
Obviously, the better they can set themselves up in the regular season, the better that may play out, but, just have the best regular season you can, make the playoffs, and then you never know what will happen. So it is interesting how that has kind of changed. A few years ago we're like, oh, let's get back in the playoffs,
right? Expectations.
And now it's like, all right, like, let's compete for a World Series,
right?
So we'll see. Hopefully they can go maybe opposite of the trend that happened a decade plus ago, where they broke through it, but then they really got through on the next one. And then they like took one step back like each year, hopefully this is more of a continued sustained success across the board.
Yeah. Two seasons ago now, or almost just about, as we kick things off on Thursday, the Phillies were two games shy of winning the World Series. Then this past season, unfortunately, they ended up a game shy of making the World Series despite being up.
Yeah, yeah, they had it everything for them in the NLCS, and they couldn't finish.
Yeah, they choked that one away, unfortunately. Yeah, I'm not sure why this seems to be taking a lot of bandwidth. Maybe I can close something here, and it'll free up some memory, keep the game running more smoothly, because it's very choppy, and I don't know why. So that's frustrating, but where would we be without tech issues? What would this show be without some form of tech and buffering issues? So we are here. Baseball season. Phillies start Thursday. Justin, you did mention the Seoul series that happened not quite a week ago, about four or five days ago, end of last week. I only bring it up because there's baseball drama surrounding the biggest name in baseball right now.
Yeah.
Shohei Ohtani and his former interpreter stuff going on with gambling and gambling debt. And look, I know like there's issues surrounding that with all sports. I guess my thoughts on it are, is it a big deal? I've had nothing to do with baseball. Like I thought everything, like I don't, maybe I don't know what the MLB, MLBPA rule or guidelines are on gambling for their athletes. I know the basics of what it is for the NFL, because that's the one we talk about the most. It's the one that's been, you know, most in the media landscape over the last like year and a half, 2 years. I don't know what the MLB rules are about it. Do you know what
the MLB rules are? I don't know with regards to with how we know for football, like how they're like, you can't do it. Not even like non-football stuff, how you can't do it. You're up again.
Oh. I gave up a touchdown already.
So we're both off to fantastic starts.
Yeah. So I know like in football, like they can't do it on the grounds, you know, or anything like that. I think it's similar in baseball. I think there's signs in every locker room, like in every facility, kind of reminding them of those rules and stuff, but I don't know. And
geez, some a block.
Yeah. It's kind of a weird spot because like, I feel like there could be some things that are literally lost in translation of like what made it more weird were the multiple versions of stories that came out when it first broke. Right. Like, and that's kind of a piece that has a decent number of people unsettled. You know, it's kind of like a, what's going on, but yeah, I mean, it's now like an actual investigation.
Right.
On multiple levels.
One so. Yesterday or today it came out that the interpreter has basically either lied or didn't correct anyone when they said about like where he went to school, what other teams he's worked for.
Right.
There's inconsistencies in his bio and resume.
And so, you know, when you talk about like his credibility, you're like, oh man, maybe this guy is a fraud. Right. Like, and maybe he is someone that could like steal. At the same time, you're just like, now, like, what do you believe and not believe of what he's saying? You know, his versions of things. It's a complicated mess. So there's going to be, I say paper trail. It probably won't be a paper trail. It'll probably be a digital trail of things. And hopefully they can sort things out and see things. I don't really know what to think. Obviously, if Shohei was breaking those rules and it's shown that he was breaking those rules, he'll be punished.
Yeah, I wonder what it would
be. If he was betting on baseball, that's a serious problem.
Oh yeah, that's a much bigger issue. But I still think
there's a consequence, but I don't know what that would be. And you make it work, right? But I don't know. And like people are like, oh, but he's a don't like. Everybody's already said this guy's crazy with his thoughts on money already when he defers all of that value of his contract, which is really making it worth a lot less. You know what I mean?
Like, right.
And so I think it's hard for people to wrap around. So, like, if this was someone he truly trusted, like, I don't think it's out of the question that he would give him money. You know right. what I mean? Like, I don't know. But I also think it might not be out of the question that the guy stole the money. And
yeah,
I don't know
how much maybe, autonomy he's given to him.
Right. Maybe Shohei isn't. Yeah, who knows? But they need to sort it out. It's going to be a cloud hanging over all that stuff. I have zero confidence that Manfred can work that out. Just because, like, he botches all these things. Hasn't shown
to
be able
to do anything yet.
Right. Well, and especially on the scandal stuff, right? The scandal stuff is what he has handled the worst. The Astros thing, he botched it so bad. So bad.
So poorly done.
He couldn't have handled it worse. Right? Like,
right.
The next biggest scandal that he's had to work through, he could not have handled it worse, which is not ideal when you're like, all right, you got to handle this. Now, full on, aside from the, hey, I don't really know the details of this story. I think I sent it to you in a text. They need to pin this on the interpreter.
Oh, yeah. They have to like, figure out a way to do that.
Figure it out. Pin it on the interpreter. And I don't. Look, maybe the interpreter is solely at fault.
Not
for this,
in like
right?
a cover up way. In like this is what's happened.
Right, right.
Like they need it. They need it to be that.
Yes, and they need to make it super clear.
It would be very bad if it's bigger than that because right. the most marketable star they've had since maybe their early days of Trout. You right. know? Because people still pin a lot on Trout, but he's just been injured and on a team that hasn't been any good.
And on an awful team, right.
So, yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't like it, and I hope it turns out that Shohei had nothing to do with it or didn't break any rules. Because right. I've liked Shohei. You know, we talk all the time. He's been great for the sport the last 3 years.
Absolutely.
So it would be really, really demoralizing for a sport that has been on the rise but still needs help to compete
right.
with everything else going on.
Yeah, it would be a shame. So I'm hopeful that they can turn around.
Good.
Maybe I can.
Yeah, gonna stop. So, all right, where are we at here? So we talked about Shohei. I guess let's just go and look at overall.
Okay.
The expectations, I think, by and large, are that the four best teams are in no particular order, at least on paper. Obviously, the Dodgers, the Braves, the Orioles, and then. Probably the Astros or Rangers.
Yes.
I think.
Yes.
You could maybe put it, but I feel like at least in the NL, it's Dodgers and Braves.
Oh,
like,
100%. And in baseball in general.
Right. And obviously people are talking about the Phillies and the Diamondbacks, but I think it's Dodgers, Braves in whatever order you want in the NL. And then the AL is a lot of people are very high on the Orioles. And then it usually comes down to the Astros and the Rangers. But we know that baseball is probably the funkiest sport of all the four professional ones in the United States and North America, that you very rarely, I feel, get the best versus the best, you know, that have even not even just like at the beginning of the year on paper, but best and the best that are entering the playoffs. You very rarely get one versus one. It just doesn't seem to be a sport that always has a definitive that the upper echelon always makes the championship or always wins right. the championship. And we saw that just with our Phillies 2 seasons ago, they were the last team in and were within 2 wins of taking down the Astros. And it felt good to have most people cheering for Philadelphia for a change. Last year, I think outside of maybe when the Phillies were playing the Braves, I don't think many were cheering for Philadelphia anymore. I think more wanted a team like Arizona to make it. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I want to say the Dodgers and Braves scare me because they do, because on paper they have a loaded rosters. But after the last 2 seasons in which the Dodgers choked both times, didn't even make the NLCS.
And in reality, they've choked for like a decade. Yeah, like wow. since the Phillies were good the last time, the Dodgers couldn't break through. And they've kind of kept with that since then.
Well, and their only championship came during the weird COVID year.
Yeah.
So the Dodgers have been you know, high spenders and at the pinnacle of the sport in terms of preseason expectations and even regular season results. But once they get to the playoffs, they haven't been able to do it other than in the COVID shortened season in 2020. That was wonky. But, and everyone like is in awe of the Braves, and like, I get it, but I don't want to be overconfident, but the Phillies took care of them in the playoffs now twice. And honestly, it wasn't close.
No, they dominated.
The Phillies could have swept them last year. You know, it was just one, you know, unfortunate bounce or a great play, great throw. Maybe one little issue with Bryce on the bases being overly aggressive. But guess what? We got the last laugh. Yeah, we didn't make the World Series, and that sucks. But we now beat you twice.
Was it way to go, Harper?
Yeah, attaboy.
Attaboy, Harper.
Yeah. So I'll take more of that. I'm good with that. So, but Phillies wise news today that they are trying to get their finalized roster down. I know there's been a lot of talk this week of who's going to be, you know, one of the final bench spots. Was it going to be Pache or Cave? Well, it's going to be Pache as far as I can tell.
Well, and they kind of had to because Cave doesn't have any options left.
Right. They're going to lose him.
Right. So they would have lost him. So they got cash for him.
So Jake Cave was traded to the Rockies for cash considerations. So Pache will start on the bench. His use could be higher than expected just because Rojas has not hit well in spring training. I know that they've tried to work. Kevin Long's been working with him all offseason and in spring training, and they say they're seeing some benefits and mechanics and whatnot, but it hasn't translated on the field. But he's there for his speed and his defense. So if the other eight spots in the lineup are hitting, it's okay to surrender a little bit in the ninth spot if you're getting the insane defense he provides. So I was really happy that they decided to go with, I mean, it looks like they haven't, I guess, officially announced it, but they've given the center field job to Rojas, and they kept Pache up there because of his upside as a base runner and defender as well. And then he does hit, is it lefties better?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he will probably spell Rojas or Marsh, you know, from time to time. So I think the Phillies roster is nearly identical to what we finished with last year. There's not much of a difference. Down to the starting rotation, Justin. They re-signed Zach Wheeler in the offseason. They got Aaron Nolan, the two. Suarez will be the three. It looks like Sanchez, at least to start, is going to be the four. I don't know what they're doing with Taiwan Walker. It looks like they're giving him some extra time.
Yeah.
Because I think they said that Wheeler will get an extra start in there. Not on short rest, just because of the way.
The beginning of the season is so. I think I just got a fourth down stop.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I was able to hold them. I was able to hold them outside of field goal range, so they went for it, and I got it. I held them.
Cool.
Not much time left, though.
That's all right. I'll see if I can get down the field. But did they say Turnbull's going to get a go? Did I see that somewhere?
Could be. I know they're trying to sort things out. And there's some things that they. And again, the beginning of the season really makes things odd anyway. You know, but
right because you have a day off after your first game,
right?
So weird,
yeah. I mean, I feel like the Phillies, though, I like where they're at and the confidence of don't panic because they've had ups and downs over the last two seasons, you know. So, like, you get those ups and downs, but then you get to figure it out and you just kind of make the playoffs. You just have to make the playoffs. Yeah, it would be great to win the division, but the Braves are stacked. You know, like, they're so good.
I know.
Is so much pressure on the Braves.
But, and Justin, like we talk about all the time, I would much rather lose the division but go farther in the playoffs than win the division
100%.
And drop the next round, you 100%. Know, like the Braves have done for how long?
Right.
Not what anyone wants.
Right. So if you look at it, by like betting win totals, the top team is supposed to be the Dodgers, then the Braves, then the Astros, then the Yankees.
Yankees.
Now, I think that's one. Now, the Yankees are at 90.5 wins, which is not great. The Orioles are at 89.5, but I think the Orioles are going to win that division. The Yankees have some star power, but
Well, they also missed Jared Cole for a few months.
Yeah, I just don't. Well, and everyone was just, and how maybe, many and maybe longer.
How like, many articles were just posted in the last week about how Jared Cole is the best pitcher in baseball, yep. and it's not close. Like yep. it was all after the Wheeler deal
and everything that's like wrong with the Yankees, old and all these injuries. You're young and they've got a load of talent, and maybe the Orioles' best player is going to join the team later.
Right, I assume you know, they like, sent Jackson Holliday down just did. To keep his option. Like
they did, what, the and I know some of that has changed, but in his first year, I don't think it's a problem. I think more of that was to address how like they would do that for like the first like 5 years of some right. of these guys. You know, like,
yeah, they'd have him up, they'd right. be amazing, and you knew by May 1st they would be on the team,
right? But here's the thing, and the Orioles are stacked beyond that too. Like they've got so much talent, it's unbelievable. But they're right where the Phillies are, 89.5 wins total, I think.
Over under.
I mean, yeah, the Phillies fans, like if you don't pay attention in the offseason to what's going on, you will have no problem recognizing this team because it's essentially exactly the same. There is nothing different. This isn't like a year ago when Trey Turner was joining.
Oh, gosh.
Oh my gosh, what is happening? Are you all good over there?
I think so. Yeah, I mean, it's working now.
Okay.
I
don't. As long as it's still working.
Yeah.
Sorry, it looks like we were disconnected from Xbox Live, but the game is still functioning, so we are okay. Trying to rectify things here.
But yeah, so we'll see. So, I mean, I don't know if where you wanted to go with this next, but if we put the Phillies at 89.5 wins, what are you taking the over or under?
So what did they finish with last year?
I think it was 90 some.
Night was it 92? So I completely lost your feedback here. I'm trying to get it back. Sorry. I feel like I was very close last year. In predicting what they got.
Yeah, you know what? It might have been like 88 or something like that. I don't remember. I'm gonna try you almost
it
nailed it last year.
I'm going to try pulling it on my phone because the computer is being wonky and I don't even know if the audio is transferring properly. This is just another great experience here with so 2023 MLB standings. Let's see where we were. So the Orioles were 101-61. The Rays were 99-60. So the Yankees went 82-80 last year. What did they do to get 7.5 wins better?
Nothing. And the Orioles got better. Right. Maybe the Red Sox got worse.
Maybe. So the Braves were 104-58 last year. Phillies were 90-72.
There we go.
So they were 90-72. Did they get any better? They essentially have the same team. Now, the caveat there is Bryce Harper didn't play for the first, 6 weeks?
Yeah, he didn't play till like June.
And wasn't even himself again until I'd say after right. the break. Now the problem is he seems to be starting off in a weird situation. I haven't heard more about the back issue.
He was taking like ground balls and stuff this week and they were hoping to like have him ready, but like he was like doing fielding and stuff this week. So
all right. So Phillies were 90-72. I don't expect the Marlins to be 84-78 and in the playoffs this year. I do think the Mets are going to bounce back. I don't know that they're going to, you know, turn around with 15 more.
Yeah, I don't know, man. 500. I don't know. They're like starting rotation. Like, they could be they could rebound because they were just so bad last year. But if it goes bad, it could go bad in a hurry there.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Oh.
Finally,
the game just back. Like turned yes. off.
Sorry, I think when I open the capture utility, it does that.
Okay.
Let me see. Did it come back for you?
It did.
Okay. Yeah, it's back here too. It's still choppy though. I don't know what's going on. Why it's so choppy. But as long as your gameplay is good.
Yeah, gameplay is fine.
We'll push ahead with it. See if I can pull it up on my end again. All right.
Oh, gosh.
It's super choppy. I just don't get it. Oh, all the work I did for nothing. Dodgers were 100 game winners last year. Diamondbacks at 84. Brewers were 92-70. They won the Central a season ago. I think a lot of people high on the Reds this year.
Yes.
I think Reds. Well, I know the Brewers lost Corbin Burns.
Yep.
They brought in Rhys Hoskins though. Gonna miss Reese.
Smashed a home run in spring training yesterday.
And he already hit a grand slam too, I believe. So the Phillies were 90-72. And what did you say? 89.5.
89.5. Well, and you said they're the same team, so like I guess that would kind of make sense.
That makes sense. So the ever pessimist optimist in me wants to say under, like just under, like 88-89. Because it's the same team, and despite them having, you know, the documented issues with Harper out of the lineup at the beginning of the year, and then the struggles he had for parts of it, they were overwhelmingly a pretty healthy team last year.
Right?
Can they do that again? Now, if they are, and you get a springboard for Trey Turner having a better year defensively, right, and not being a nobody until August,
right?
And that could help.
And Castellanos might have
Well, Castellanos had a great start and a terrible summer.
Right, right. So, but if you get just more even play from him, like not as high of highs, but maybe not as low as lows. I did the punt. They kicked it into the end zone just because I thought it was a fake.
Okay, that's fine.
But yeah, I mean, you need health and performance from the.
What is going on? Now the controllers are dead. This is just terrible, terrible.
You know health and performance and consistency kind of across the board is going to be what we're looking for, but we'll see. You know, like I don't, it's such a long season, you know. I hope we can it would be awesome to get off to a great start against the Braves in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Take it to Strider on Thursday.
Oh my gosh.
That would be great.
But I have my coping mechanisms already, you know, like if they don't do well.
They're going to start 4-6.
If they don't do well against the Braves to start, I'm going to be like, "Don't worry, we'll get you in October."
Right,
and
exactly.
It won't matter.
Yep. Same here.
You know, so no.
So
does your sister-in-law root for the Braves?
Yes.
I thought so. Dude, what the heck?
Don't get me started. She, you know, she lived down there for like 14 years. And I think because the Pirates have always been awful, she didn't, you know, it was kind of like whatever. What kind of like us cheering for other men's basketball teams because Penn State's never been any good.
Yep, I get it.
But we always default back to Penn State.
Right.
You know, if there's something to cheer about.
Right.
Like they actually make the NCAA tournament because we're always cheering for them. But just they not any good. So it's, you know, it's asking a lot from us to not have a team to be interested in when it matters in March.
Right.
But for her, like even when the Pirates were good for a spell with, you know, McCutcheon there for a little bit, she just was all in on the Braves. And I just like, I can't get over it. It's really bad. It's, you know, even Brian now has gotten tied up in this.
I was going to say, that's interesting.
And that, cause that's his sport, you know,
right,
baseball
right.
is a Barentshausen staple.
Yes.
So yeah, it was interesting. At least we got the better of it this past year, you know, with the playoffs and everything. So we'll see how now another full season of baseball goes with that relationship, because that's could be a trying time.
And they meet in the playoffs again.
Oh yeah. What if it would be the NLCS?
Oh my gosh.
Guess it depends on the seating and everything.
Get your popcorn ready.
Yeah. I remember they left the night that the Phillies were up, and I think was that the game? They would have gone up 2-0. They're up 1-0. They're looking good to go up 2-0, and that was the game with the Attaboy Harper. But they had left, and like by the time they left the house and got to their house, the Braves had come back and like were about to win. And Brian was just like, "What?" You know, it's like, that was a rough one. Just like that play was, right? That was rough.
All right, so.
My own 35.
I'm trying to think what else here. I'm excited about the Orioles. Like,
yeah.
I think the Orioles are going to win the East. I hope they win the East.
I hate when that happens. I should have just gone for it.
Oh, what happened?
I my finger like slipped
off. Oh, yeah.
I went to flick yeah. My finger flipped off or slipped off of it, and I didn't get anything on it. It's really frustrating. Oh. So, I mean, we said they're basically running back. They've got the same thing, but we'll just, for argument's sake, talk about who those people are. Harper is playing first base full time. Yep. You know, long as he's healthy. He might get a breather here and there, slot in at the DH, which will be...
But the idea that he is healthy enough to play the field sometimes is huge, because then we can slot other guys into DH and give them rest as well.
Which will be Kyle Schwarber.
Yes.
I don't know if Schwarber will play the field at all, especially now that Pache is on the team.
I think he probably will some. It's not going to be like a regular thing.
Well, it was bad for the Phillies defensively. It was bad for Schwarber health-wise.
Right, exactly. And so that's why I think, like, it may be here and there to give other guys a rest, you know, move things around. But it's not going to be – it's going to be the exception.
So Schwarber's at DH. Gosh. Harper's at first. Bryson Stott's back at second. Trey Turner's at shortstop. Alec Bohm's at third. Brandon Marsh likely left field. Johan Rojas likely center field. Right field is Castellanos. Realmuto's the catcher. He'll be every six games or so, he'll be spelled by Garrett Stubbs. He's back. Then we mentioned Christian Pache is there as an outfielder. Who's the other? Oh, Edmundo Sosa also there as an infielder. They sent down Rodolfo Castro. They left Cody Clemens down there. Who am I missing, batter wise?
Oh, I don't know.
I said because the reserves are Sosa. Oh, Whit Merrifield. He's the one.
Yes, he's the new guy.
He's the new guy who they brought in, who had been an everyday player for a long time. A really good one. He came over from Toronto.
When wasn't he basically like Harper said, I gotta see this. Like, I gotta be part of this. It's awesome here. You'll love it here. Like, and so he did.
Yeah, when he came without having a guarantee of, I'm pretty sure he was gonna get a roster spot, but he has no guarantee of playing time.
Right.
He'll be a utility guy that can fill in a lot of places across the infield and even I think in the outfield. So he's a great guy to have on the roster. He has declining speed, but still a good guy on the base paths as well.
Right, right, exactly. So a guy that can slot in pretty much anywhere is valuable, especially on a team with lots of veterans. Hopefully we can keep him in that utility role for a while.
But, yeah, hopefully no injuries come up that he has to fill in.
But he can
often
spell here and there. So, I'm excited. I'm optimistic for the Phillies. The Braves are a juggernaut, and I think they're going to be the team that is leading for most of the season, like the NL East. They'll probably lead wire to wire the NL East, in my opinion.
I would think so, yeah.
However, the Phillies have shown, and the Braves know it. And that's the other key.
Yeah, the mental aspect.
It's not just the confidence, but it's also the other part where, like, they know it. Like, they know that the regular season doesn't mean anything.
Right.
When it comes to choking in the playoffs.
And like, how about all the complaining they've done now for 2 years about not having to play in the wild card round?
Well, and how about, oh my gosh. Like, and that's where I know this is kind of out there, but I kind of hope the Dodgers have a great season in it so that the Braves are the number two. You know what I mean? That they're not the number one overall seed, you know, just,
Yeah. Well, so we talked a little bit about the Philly starting pitchers, went through the starting five. Were you surprised at all that Wheeler got the start after Nola's done it for like the last 5 or 6 years, I think?
Not really.
I mean, they both got contracts in the offseason.
Right. I feel like Wheeler is the guy. They need them both to be that dude, though. You know what I mean? Like, and you can argue we have two ones. You know what I mean?
Over the last few years, though, I definitely think Wheeler's outplayed Aaron Nola.
Yes.
At least the last 2 years.
Yes. But, like, yeah, it would be awesome. It would be awesome for them to both be good. Because, like, the rest of the guys are kind of, like, we've got some young guys coming through there, but it's just, there's still a bunch of question marks there.
You know, and talking about going back to the win total over under 89.5, Ranger Suarez didn't pitch until May last year, didn't he?
Correct.
So
he didn't pitch for a long time.
If those guys are healthy, you know, there's a lot of opportunities for them to go over on this with the teams back.
Right.
Honestly, to me, it all comes down to health. If they stay healthy and they get, you know, more production from Trey Turner early in the year, Bryce Harper is himself, and you know, Rangers healthy, and you have those top three guys. Honestly, I feel like they should be like a 92-94 win team.
Right. Right.
I was not paying attention to the play clock, apparently. But we round the clock a while.
Right. Yeah, we're good. So I am slotted to go down to a game already.
Okay, do you know what game that is?
April 19th against the White Sox.
Okay.
So, taking Austin down for his birthday.
That's fun.
Yeah, so.
And it didn't even matter. So we are going down for, this will be my first game in Philly. And honestly, I don't even remember the last time I was there. But Natalie's super excited because she's never been to a game. I know I've told her about a few. I didn't tell her about all the, how many times I was offered tickets from you and your dad and other people last year.
Yeah.
But we just couldn't make it work.
Right.
But she would have been livid if she knew how many times people offered me tickets at face value. And I was like, I just can't make it work.
Right.
Well, it was partially her fault. She had soccer and stuff going on, you know, in the fall and in the spring, like both times. So, and last year we couldn't make the church bus trip work because we were in Pittsburgh, and that was the game that everyone gave Trey Turner the standing ovation.
Oh yes.
So that would have been an awesome game to been at. Just unfortunately, we just couldn't make it work with the schedule. But we immediately, when we were in Pittsburgh in August, that first August weekend, we always go out every summer, and Natalie gets to stay out there with her grandparents for a week. She has a great time. And we immediately looked up, hey, you know, the Phillies and Pirates play every year in both Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. What if, you know, your first MLB game is actually at Phillies Pirates at PNC?
Oh,
and we looked it up because the schedules were out, and it was like just a few weeks before we usually go to Pittsburgh. So we moved it up. So we're going to Phillies Pirates on July 21st or something like that.
And have you been there?
I have. Okay, but it turns out the church bus trip is earlier this year. It's in end of June, right before the 4th of July week. So we're actually going to a Phillies game. I think it's against the White Sox or someone like that.
Well, that's who we're seeing. We're seeing the White Sox.
What weekend in June is that?
Oh, no. I'm in April. We're seeing the White Sox.
Okay. Then it's not the White Sox. I feel like it is an interleague game for some reason, and I could be completely wrong on this, but whoever the Phillies are playing in the last weekend in June, it's like June 28th or 29th. That's the bus trip to CBP. So that'll be Haley's first Phillies game. And then we'll go into Phillies Pirates at PNC in July, just 3 weeks later. So
that's awesome.
But it's going to be a good time because PNC is great.
Yeah. Yep. Have the best stadium for the worst team.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Although I see they do have a good bullpen. So, and they got Paul Skeens.
Yeah, yeah.
So if they could just form any kind of offense.
By the time he gets up, they're going to trade him away.
Oh, so. Of course. I mean, just look at Jared Cole.
Right. Yep.
So, all right. Won that one. Wasn't pretty. 14-7. Moving on now to game number 8. We're up to number 3 again, Justin, working our way back up.
Hey, there we go.
So, just got to finish in the top 2 to defend our title.
Right.
But how about some of the other big offseason stuff with baseball? I think probably the biggest was the big-time free agents not signing all Rosenhaus clients. Wait, no, that's not right.
Boris.
I'm mixing my big time football agents across the sports. Yeah, sorry, Boris. The Boris clients. A couple of them just signed recently, but they didn't get nearly what they were asking for.
No,
and are all more short term or have opt outs. But Jordan Montgomery hasn't signed yet, has he?
I don't believe so.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So, but we did see Blake Snell sign with the Giants. What do you make out of them this year? Because I think they're a team that's got a lot of pitching, but not much else.
Right. I think they're in a tough spot because
competing with the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks.
Dodgers and Diamondbacks out there. You know, the Rockies are going to be not good.
They just got Jake Cave.
They did just get Jake Cave. Unfortunately, Jake Cave can't solve all of their problems.
Yeah.
Again, another not great owner there, man. He doesn't really have a clue out in Colorado. Yeah,
what's going on?
And you know, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like you see that a lot now. And I think it might be because we just have more awareness or access to how the owners are operating. But man, you look at some bad owners like Oakland. Oh my gosh.
Really bad.
Right. And then you look at Colorado, really bad. You know, just teams that they just don't care.
No.
They don't care at all. And I you look at the A's, for example, they have like Oakland mad at them, but also Vegas isn't happy with them either. You know, like how you can manage to like not cooperate with both your current and future home to make things as difficult as possible is just a masterclass in how to be a terrible owner.
How to not do things. Yeah.
Right. So I think they're projected for like 57 and a half wins. Yeah.
Oh no, that's not what you want.
No.
All right. Hey, you want a coin toss? I guess that means that you're up.
Hooray.
All right. So hopefully we can breeze through this one a little easier.
Oh, wait, we're returning.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it told me, it had me pick the wind, but then.
Oh, right. I was thinking, are you gonna score?
I was going to say, what?
Well, I guess we're switching again. Oh, yes.
Is this like your infamous?
Well, you know what? I think I was, we're at home, but I was thinking, I was calling the coin toss, and I picked tails, and it was tails. I was like, oh, great. But that wasn't me picking, that was them. Because I'm realizing we're at home now. So, oh, good job. Your computer guy was called for clipping or a chop block or a hold or something. So one time you return the kick, you get a penalty.
Sounds about right.
So any other baseball storylines or anything that you're watching this year or excited for? Hopefully the Astros losing again.
Gosh, I hope the Astros lose. Ooh. In the most embarrassing fashion. I can't stand them.
Well, they got Hader.
Yeah.
So they got, I mean, they got probably stronger, I would say.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Yeah. Now they fell to the Rangers last year.
Right.
What do you make of the Rangers, the defending World Series champs?
I think it's going to be tough to kind of repeat. But again, I think they're good enough to kind of push for the playoffs. And if they maintain that, you never know. Because they were a confident bunch last year.
I feel like they're playing the disrespect card. You know, they're like Rodney Dangerfield.
Right. And they had the younger crew. They've got some really good young guys there. Man, when you get young guys that start to play confident.
Ooh, we held on.
Can be an interesting thing. But yeah, I mean, I think it'll be interesting to see if the Phillies make a move, like, in the middle of the season.
What would you think that would even be for, though?
Well, I think that's what I mean. Like, I think they would have to kind of see, like, you know, do they lose someone or do they feel like they need an extra arm or do they need a bullpen arm or do they – and also, like, who's available, you know? Right. A lot of that will depend on, like, how the other teams are doing. So we shall see, but, yeah, I'm pumped for the Phillies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Kelly is, too. This is her favorite. She is a baseball girl through and through. It really became more prevalent over the last few years. And honestly, it has nothing to do with them being good. Like, that is just a coincidental alignment because she just, I think she likes the pace of baseball.
Right.
That, like, you don't have to be paying attention for every single pitch. You know, you can get up and do something else. And she just likes also, it's not a coincidence that it overlines with the better weather. You know, April through October is much better weather than what usually happens is doing much of football season. So she would like to take advantage of that nice weather as often as possible.
Well, I mean, we all know July is the best month. So
probably the worst month of baseball season, to be fair. But just like one of the worst months of the year. I mean, January and February are clear-cut losers. But I mean, July's up there, too, so.
You just don't like those months that start with J.
I don't know. June's not so bad. I mean, everyone knows that December's the best month, but there's a lot of other interesting options out there.
December, late fall.
Exactly. It is late fall. You're right. So.
Oh, man.
All right. I did want to say, sorry, do you have another baseball thing to say? Because I'm about to completely change direction.
No, that's all right.
Here.
So was I.
Well, what did you want to say?
No, you say it.
I was going to just quick say that a couple weeks ago, I don't know that I mentioned it 2 weeks ago. I definitely didn't say anything last week, but I I am producing a podcast for my daughter, Natalie. She started it with a couple of friends from school. It was actually part of her Quest class to start a podcast. It was like one of their like assignments.
That's awesome.
So they decided to do a Taylor Swift fan podcast. It's called Feeling 22. And probably to the surprise of no one, it does better than this show, Justin.
Oh, that doesn't surprise
me. You know, as much as how many sports fans there are out there, there's also a lot of Taylor Swift fans, I'm told, in case the last year has been any indication. But also, I think there's probably, surprise, surprise, maybe a dearth of Taylor Swift content on the podcast sphere, whereas there is a crap ton of sports and football podcasts.
Right, right.
So, they're obviously not doing crazy numbers because it's, you know, 3 to 5, you know, 8 to 12-year-old girls talking about Taylor Swift. So the audience is probably also 8 to 12-year-old girls, but they are having a great time. And it's actually been fun producing. Like, I don't sit there and talk, obviously. I wouldn't really have too much to say. But, yeah, we did the second episode on Saturday, and there were 4 girls here in studio. Natalie and Haley were joined by sisters Nova and Kennedy, and then their friend Lucy is the other main host, and she video chatted in. And I got a little riskier this week with how I was producing it because you know how the RIAA, the Recording Industry Association of America, and how they went after Napster and Kazaa and LimeWire and all those file sharing places.
Right.
You know? And I understand it's a business, but I do feel like they're a little overzealous, these labels, about shutting down people trying to sample and discuss the music.
Right.
Because I told the girls, I was like, we can't play the songs.
Right.
Both live or recorded. Live, we could get like the stream shut down, which you don't want. And recorded, they're going to either remove it or mute it, which you also don't want. So the first week, it didn't do anything of that. I found covers of the song done by a piano artist because I feel like that was less likely to be flagged. And we used that as the intro and outro. But then this week I was like, you know what? Let's test things a little bit. So as the girls started like name dropping songs, I pulled them up and was sampling them, and they just all started singing to it. But immediately I was notified that Facebook had muted the video in some countries, and United States was not one of them. So I feel like that's a win. I know Taylor Swift is global, and those countries, I apologize that you won't be able to hear stuff going on at that point. But I thought